Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
Transforming Your Life. I'm so happy to be here. I had a little lapse where I changed the date and the time of the radio show. I'm still trying to figure this all out because my school schedule is getting crazy again. So I'm trying to figure it all out where the time and the date of the radio show works and doesn't conflict with my school schedule. I'm currently in three different programs right now, and I don't always know my schedule ahead of time for one of the programs, and actually two of the programs. One program, very often, I don't even know I have class until that morning, and the other program, I have a schedule ahead of time, but that seems to change. So I have it in my calendar, and then all of a sudden I'll get an email, and it'll be a different time and date. So I really appreciate your patience in the change of the day and the time of the radio show, And it's really difficult to make it work for everyone live. And though as much as I love doing Sunday, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, depending on where you're at in the world, because I do have listeners around the world. We have people tune in from France and all over the place. So depending on where you're listening around the world or around the United States or Canada, we have lots of listeners in Canada as well. Depends on what time you're at. So whether if you're in the U.S. on the East Coast or in Central Time, good afternoon. And if you are on the West Coast, good morning. And wherever you are in the world, I wish you a good and wonderful day. So thanks again for taking the time out of your busy day to tune in, listen in. My goal with this show is to give you some tips and tools to help you in your life live a better life, because that's what we all really want. We all, want to have enough food. We want to have shelter. We want to be happy. And sometimes we don't know how to get there, or sometimes we don't know what's making us unhappy. And astrology-wise this week, and actually for the next several months, it's all about looking within, going deep inside and finding those deep layers that make you who you are, that bring up things in relationships that, really are from your past. And we're called at this time to really do this work, because it's not just for you, remember, because the work that you do by going in and embarking into your deep soul and healing on a deep level is for yourself, but it's also for those around you who you love, and it extends so much further out than that. It's really for the entire planet. This age of Aquarius is all about peace and harmony and coming together, and it's about healing. But the healing has to start with you, wherever you are. And I have found in my own life times where I've done a lot of work, and then, things have gone on for a couple of years where things seem to be smooth, and then all of a sudden, wham, some issue pops up. And I go, oh my God, but I've already dealt with this. I've done this work. Why is this coming back up? Why is it in my face again? Well, it's because our psyche, our inner self, is built in layers, many, many layers. And as we do the work, we get to a layer. And we may feel that we have sort of mastered that layer, or we've done a lot of work on that layer. And now, oh, I can relax. Life is good. I have no more work to do. And then all of a sudden, like me, wham, you get hit with something. It can be a divorce. It can be a job loss. It could be ill health, whatever it is. And then you realize, oh, my goodness, or, trouble in a relationship is a big one. And you realize, oh, I have to go back and do more work. And yes, we do. Our life is a continuous work in progress. It's not a destination that we arrive at. It is like if you're on a journey around the world and you go from, if you're in the United States, say you start in Mexico and you stay in Mexico for a little while. And then from Mexico, maybe you move down to South America. Maybe you go to Peru. And then from Peru, maybe you go to Brazil, which are two very different places, where Peru is very old and very spiritual. And then you go to Brazil, which is alive with life and is chaotic and has all the things that a big city in Brazil has to offer. And then from Brazil, maybe you hop over to the Swiss Alps. And again, so you have more quiet, peace, harmony kind of thing. And then from the Swiss Alps, you jump over to Paris, where, again, it's full of activity. So it's sort of like life. We have these times in our lives where it's full and quiet, and then you have times in your life where you get into the big city and everything is chaotic and hectic, and you're like, oh, my God, what just happened? But we need those shakeups to get to the peace and quiet. We all want harmony in our lives, and we all want happiness. But the human condition really kind of makes us a little bit lazy in doing the work when things are harmonious and we're having happy, peaceful times in our lives. So then things have to get shaken up for us again to go, oh boy, time to take a look at this. What my part in is it, and it is in it, and what kind of work I need to do. So looking deeply within now, looking at your current relationship, and if you're not in a close relationship, of course, we all have family dynamics that we're involved in, but, you know, typically people that you live with that I'm speaking about, so either a spouse or children or whatever, whoever you live with, maybe you live with your mom and dad. Looking at those relationships is where your subconscious lies. How you act within those relationships and how those dynamics play out go back into your childhood. Each and every one of us picked our parents. We picked our childhood, knowing that the type of child we would have according to our karma that we wanted to burn through, or experiences that we need to have for soul growth. And this was done often through our unconscious, through our spiritual soul intention. So you may be listening to me today, or if you listen to this on the replay, you're going, oh my God, I would have never picked this horrible or difficult life. What is she talking about? Well, you know, when we're on the other side, everything all looks rosy, and we're looking at these lifetimes of ill health or poverty or whatever, and we go, oh yeah, that's a piece of cake. I can handle that. And then we get here, and life happens, and we go, well, I would have never picked that. Well, yeah, we did pick it. You did pick it. And the whole reason is for soul growth, spiritual growth. And again, we tend to be lazy. So the times when our life is easy, you step away from spirituality. You step away from connecting to the divine. You step away from looking at working on yourself. And it's when times get difficult, when we reach out, we reach up, we go, oh God, please help me, you know, and whatever, whoever you call it or whatever you subscribe to on a spiritual level, well, it's whether it's God, Buddha, Allah, whatever. Or if you don't believe in a higher power, it's been shown through much study that people who do believe in something bigger than them often have much more successful healing when it comes to big things in their lives. Say, for example, if you have open heart surgery, those who have a strong faith have better recoveries. So, and again, it doesn't matter what you subscribe to, what religion, and if you have no religion, that's okay too. I was brought up Catholic, but I don't practice as a Catholic. I practice as a member of the universe, a member of the human race, and that allows me to encompass many people's beliefs and know that that's okay. It's okay for you to think something else, for you to follow another religion or path than I do. That's okay, because it all leads eventually to the same place. But we all hear the messages or get what we need in different ways. So if we had just one type of religion or one type of spiritual practice, it would not reach so many people. So there has to be many types in order for many people to be able to embrace their own spirit, their own soul, their own spiritual life. Otherwise, it just wouldn't work. So it's all good. Whatever you subscribe to is great. So now, don't be surprised this week and through the weekend and into next week if you're feeling sort of low, if the energy seems kind of not right. You know, say you have plans to go out, you're dancing or whatever, and the car breaks down on the way there. I know it's not Mercury retrograde, but that being said, Saturn is really affecting us now in a way, and Saturn and Scorpio, and the two of those together feels like depression. So if you're feeling kind of blue and sad, don't worry, it will pass. Like everything, you know, this too shall pass. But what these planets are asking us to do are to go within and reflect and dig up our past, dig up the things that formed us, formed our beliefs, created who we are, that play now into our current relationships and the dynamics. When you can uncover those things, and you can gain tools to help you move through those dynamics and perhaps change your inner self, those dynamics will change, your relationships will change. And sometimes your current relationships will change in a way that your spouse or your partner may go away. You may decide that it's not working anymore and that person doesn't fit you anymore. But I really encourage you, before you do something like that, is to really look at yourself and go within. Because so many people just say, oh, we're getting divorced. We can't get along. We can't agree on anything. This has been going on for years. But yet they never do the inner work. And then they find a new partner. They get remarried, or maybe they just live with them. And a few years down the road, they're back in the same relationship again. Who wants that? Well, you'd be surprised at how many of the millions of people every day are doing that. Though they may not want it, they don't realize that that's what's happening. There are lots of helpful tools out there available to you, each and every one of us, to assist you in working through these patterns, the dynamics, the childhood relationships and you're bringing up. And if you had a difficult childhood, as many of us had, you might not want to be drudging up all those painful memories. And one of the tools that I use is a technique that is created and trademarked by Colette Baron Reed, and it's called the Envision Process. And it's based on Carl Jung's work, where you get into the subconscious mind. And say, for example, you had a traumatic childhood where maybe you experienced some type of abuse. Rather than going back and reliving the abuse, we put a feeling on the abuse. What does it feel like? And then from the feeling, we go to a landscape. What would this look like in a landscape? And the subconscious mind sees in pictures, and it's very easy to access for most of the people around the world. You know, you say, oh, how can you put a landscape to that? Well, you'd be really surprised if you try it, or when you try it, how fast the subconscious mind comes forward and will give you a landscape. And then from the landscape, if you know, very often if you've had a difficult time, it will be a landscape that's a difficult landscape. I, for one, have had landscapes where I've appeared in the middle of a lava field, and I've been on this one tiny little rock, pointed rock, and the lava is bubbling up around me. And the point, the goal is to move you out of that difficult landscape and into a more peaceful, serene landscape. And by training the mind to take this feeling of fear or anger or whatever, and then moving that feeling into a place of comfort, say, for example, if you like the beach, my sanctuary is on a beach. So we'll move to my sanctuary. And then the feeling shifts. And you don't have to, the typical traditional psychotherapy where you just keep talking about the problem over and over again. And for some people that works, but for most people, you never move on from that point of feeling. And the envision process really helps you move on from that point and creating new neural pathways in the brain. So if that's something that you would be interested in working with me on that, you know, you can contact me through my website or you can message me on Facebook. And my website is simple, just my name, CynthiaFontaine.com. And you can find me on Facebook, CynthiaFontaine.intuitive.medium. And those are the two best ways to get in touch with me. And again, I work with clients all around the world. So if you're not in my local area, you know, don't feel like that you can't work with me because of that, because this method is just as easy to do over the phone or on Skype as it is to do in person. And then actually sometimes it's even easier to do on the phone or than rather than in person. So I am going to take callers here very shortly. We do have some callers on the line and I do appreciate you calling in. I also want to give a shout out, everybody in the chat room. Chat room's really active in there. And it's nice to see you all together in here in the chat room. We have a great chat room community. So if you are listening and you haven't checked out the chat room, I encourage you to go do so because everybody's really supportive there and wonderful. So, on the my Facebook, if you, what am I? I am Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island medium, master healer and teacher. You'll find me. If you Google me, I come up everywhere. And that's why I keep it simple with just keeping my name because it's easy for you to find me. Now, the introduction into the show, I wanted to let you know that you were listening to Kev Rowe. And Kev writes his own music. He's a great musician. He's out of New York State. So if you would like to check out more of Kev's music, you can find him on kevrowe.bandcamp.com and tell him I sent you. I really appreciate him allowing me to use his music on the show. And sometimes you'll hear Kev, sometimes you'll hear Muriel, and I have some great artists who blessed me with the pleasure of using their music. And sometimes I forget to let you know who they are, so I just want to give him a shout-out. I also want to give a shout-out to the new people on Facebook. Let's see. Oh, Mary E. will give a shout-out to Mary. And just one new person this week. That's a slow week. Usually there's a lot more. Okay. So, now, get deep and listen. Listen to your inner self. Life has a way of distracting us to avoid our feelings, to avoid our past through getting too busy in work. And, you know, most of us all have to work. But we get so wrapped up in our work. Some people are workaholics. They bring it home. Or they get wrapped up in their work in their mind where they don't let it go when they go home at the end of the day. Or you may be tied up in social media and Facebook, spending so much time on that though you know that you have issues that you'd like to work on, you're so tied up in other stuff that life is just saying, no, not right now. No, not doing this. Or your inner self is saying, no, not right now. But yet life is saying, it's no more distractions. It's time to do this work. We're all being called to do this right now. Oftentimes, if we ignore the calling long enough, then life will hit us with something really big and hard. It may be a really difficult illness or a hospital stay, broken leg, car accident, and it motivates you enough to stop whatever you're doing. And then you don't have a choice. Why wait until life gives you those huge things to do the work? I myself am guilty of this. I had a life where I worked between 80 and 100 hours a week. I had two children. I was running a business. I also worked for the government at the time. And I burnt myself out. And my quality of life was horrible. My children's quality of life was not that much better. You know, though we did spend a lot of time together because the kids were often at the business with me, you know, it wasn't quality time. So life threw me a curveball. It threw me a lot of curveballs because it started with the smaller events and then it moved up into the bigger ones until I really had to stop and pay attention. And one of the biggest ones sent me into almost 2 years of disability where I was not able to work. I was bedridden completely for a month. And then it took 6 months for me to be able to get back into a car and drive 10 minutes. 6 months. My injury was that serious. And it was not a car accident. It was actually a work accident. But life will give you those things. And it will give it to you harder if you keep ignoring the smaller nudges that it gives you. And I was ignoring those smaller nudges. So the universe took care of getting me quiet into doing my work. So now I'm very conscious of what's going on around me and what's going on in my life. And if something isn't working, I'll stop and say, okay, what's really going on here? What is it that I need to look at to perhaps make an adjustment, a change, a shift in thinking or a shift in the way I'm doing things to work this out? Because I could choose, again, to be unconscious, not pay attention, ignore the small giving me, and wait for the big 2x4 to hit me on the head. But honestly, I don't ever want to have to be in that position again. And I did have a second round where I had a car accident 3 years after the big work injury. And that flattened me again for a while, but it was a shorter period of time. And though it was a serious accident, I came out of it relatively in good shape considering the damage to the vehicle. The car was completely totaled, and I could have been hurt much worse. But that was a 5-month recovery, which was much shorter than the first recovery. So I guess I was starting to get my stuff together. But still, I wasn't doing the work. I wasn't out here on the radio. You know, I was seeing people locally, but not a lot. Not, you know, I had a regular base of clients. But the other thing was, too, I worked for the government. And I didn't ever want to go back to working those crazy hours that I had worked when I was married, trying to make ends meet and keeping things together. So we're going to talk more about this. But right now, I'm going to take some callers because we've had some callers on the line for quite some time. So the first caller is calling in from area code 626, and the last four digits of the number are 2046. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm very well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
That's great. Who am I speaking with?
Bonnie from Los Angeles.
Bonnie from Los Angeles. How's your weather out there?
Oh, my God. I thought it was going to rain. I just wishy-washy. I thought it was going to rain, but the sun just came out and it keeps going in and out.
So it's in a sense, I guess that could be a pleasant day if you're not too fond of the heat out there. But it's interesting because that sort of goes along with our topic today. Sometimes the sun is shining in your life and other times the clouds move in and sometimes it's raining. So that's interesting that the weather is fits right in with our topic today.
Yes.
So, Bonnie, what can I do for you today?
I would just like to know if this guy I'm seeing, if he's going to come my way.
If the guy that you're seeing is going to come your way?
Yeah,
okay, my gosh. I'm sorry, you broke up there.
We haven't been talking at this time, so
okay.
I just want to know if I'm going to see him again or soon.
Okay. Have you known this fellow for about 15 months?
I knew him, yeah, for a long time already, years.
Okay. But is it the last 15 months where the relationship sort of came together?
Last 15 months?
But my guides are saying something shifted about 15 months ago. So they want you to think back to that time and, you know, it could be something that shifted in your life at that point, but they want you to go back to 15 months ago because whatever the shift was 15 months ago, it's having an effect on you now. Okay. And just give me the first name of this fellow.
Jonathan.
Okay. Jonathan. And the last initial?
His middle initial or his? Last
initial.
A.
Jonathan A. Okay, let me just tune into Jonathan A. Okay. You know, I almost every client that I see, they all want to know about their love life. Or if they're in a relationship, they want to know about, you know, something about their relationship. The better question to ask is this person in my life there for my highest good? Because oftentimes we collect these people or bring these people in and we think we really want them, but yet they bring with them stuff that might not be for our highest good, which, you know, my guides are bringing this up because it's important for you to think about around all your relationships, because they're saying it's not it may not be a line of thinking that you've had in the past. Okay, so when you're attracting someone to you, ask that the person be attracted to you for your highest and best good. Sometimes that means we get a difficult relationship because, like our topic today, that we tend not to do our soul work unless some difficulty comes along. And I'll use my own self as an example. I had a relationship 5 years ago that was devastating for me, where the guy that I had been seeing for about a year and a half got engaged to somebody else while we were seeing each other. And I mean, it wasn't just like we were casually dating. We were just about living together and we were together all the time. And it sideswiped me. I didn't see it coming. And it really, really devastated me. And I kept checking in with my guide saying, this is not the kind of guy I would date. Are you sure this is where I need to be? And they'd be like, yep, for your highest good. And the reason for it was because I have a pattern, and it comes from my childhood, of getting into relationships with men who are addicted, who have addicted behaviors. And it comes from my childhood, which brings us back to our topic today. where whatever parent who we were closest with, those behaviors of that relationship or of that parent are often the ones we bring into our relationships. And my dad is an alcoholic. So, of course, I would bring in the alcoholics into my life. But that relationship took me to my knees, where it made me really take a step back and look at my patterns and my upbringing and want to make a choice to make a different choice in the future. So sometimes when we say, okay, bring us a relationship for our highest good, the relationship can be a difficult one. Now, that being said, looking at your relationships and talking about Jonathan A., my guides are saying that perhaps this is not the best choice for you, but you already, in an inner sense, know that. You know, on an inner, deeper level, you really know that. So sometimes we really want something, and sometimes it's just because we really want a relationship in our life, and we think this is the right person. But my guides are saying on a deep inner level, you know that, you know, this might not work out to be the best. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So my encouragement to you is get in tune with that inner knowing and follow it. Because when we ignore it, that's when the big things happen and our lives blow up. The day I had that terrible car accident, my guides warned me, and they told me, I was on vacation, and it was a home vacation where I was doing things around my house, and I had gone to the Home Depot to buy paint because I was going to paint the rooms inside the house. And they kept saying, as I'm standing in the Home Depot in one of the towns next to me, they kept saying, go to the Home Depot in another town. And they would give me the town name, and they were insistent that I leave the Home Depot that I was in and go to a Home Depot two towns away. And I finally said to them, what are you, crazy? I'm not leaving this Home Depot. I'm in the middle of it. I'm getting the things I need. I'm not going to the Home Depot in that other town. So I ignored it, and it was a strong message, and they were very clear about it. And I chose to ignore it, and I was about 2 miles from my house, and as I was approaching an intersection, I knew then why my guides were insistent that I go to the other Home Depot, because they saw the accident, and I could have avoided it had I gone to the other Home Depot, because it would have put me on a different road and a different time, and I would have avoided that accident. Luckily for me, you know, they did put protection around me, and I actually left my body on impact, and I didn't feel the initial impact, and it wasn't, and I watched the whole thing from outside of the car, which was very, very interesting. But so the whole point is to that inner guidance, because when we choose to ignore it, life will give us a bomb. It'll give you something big. You know, it'll give you the person who maybe is abusive or who's going to leave you, or, you know, it's going to give you the relationship that you don't want. So I really encourage you to follow that inner knowing. I feel like that you want a relationship so bad in your life that you'll settle. You'll settle for any relationship.
Yeah. I years already, and mm-hmm. I just want if there's a chance.
Right. And, you know, oftentimes in a situation like that, it's because you have a past life connection, as in my own self with the relationship 5 years ago, and we both recognized early on in the relationship that we had a past life together. And so oftentimes that can be the draw. And my guides are saying with this individual, with John A., that is the connection with you, is that you had a past life with him. And so you feel this heart connection. But yet in this lifetime, it may not be in your best interest to follow through or pursue that relationship because it's not going to give you the love that you want. Okay? So it's going to be your choice whether you pursue that or not. If you continue to pursue him, he will come closer. But really the question I'd like you to ask yourself is, if he comes closer, is that really going to be what I want? And really take some time to be by yourself and think about that and connect into listening to your inner self, your inner voice, not the voice that talks to us all the time in our head, but that small, quiet voice that really knows what's best for us. Do you meditate at all?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so when you're in meditation, ask to be shown what the best path is for you. And perhaps even ask for a glimpse of what life with him would look like, okay? Because my guides are really insistent that this is a past life connection for you. And again, if you choose to pursue it, he'll come closer, but it may not be in the end what you really want. Okay? Now, on the other side, you have a whole opportunity in front of you. What is the what's the number 34 mean for you?
34?
Yeah. Are you 34 now?
No, I'm 25. I'm 26.
Okay. Oh, okay. So when my guides give me a number that's ahead in the future, that's often a number of the time, whatever topic we're talking about. That means that's when that is going to come together where, you know, and they're saying, you know, at four, and I know it seems like a lifetime away, but give yourself the time and the opportunity to really bring in what you want, somebody who's like-minded, because they're saying that this fellow isn't as like-minded as maybe you think, okay? And at 34, your life is going to be very fulfilled. It's going to be this whole wonderful picture. And they're showing me two children, you know, really a nice, it's going to be a nice time in your life, okay? So don't rush to that age. Live your next 8 years in a way that makes you happy. So look for the happy moments in your life, and those happy moments will connect to a really nice life for you at 34.
So in 8 years, I'm supposed to have kids?
In 8 years, they're showing me a picture where, you know, you've got this very happy life. I see two small children, you know, where you will be settled into a nice relationship. And it looks like that relationship going to come. Do you go to Hawaii? Or do
No.
you have a connection? Do you have a connection in Hawaii?
No.
Okay. Because they're pointing me towards Hawaii. Do you do any spiritual retreats or any like Hay House things or anything like that?
I go to like magic stuff. I do candle work.
Okay. All right. Because again, they're pointing me towards Hawaii. So it could be that, you know, and again, they're giving me retreat, that sort of thing. So it could be that you're gonna head to Hawaii to do some kind of retreat or some kind of workshop or something like that. And that's where the connection looks like it will come from, either somebody you're going to meet there, or but it'll be a connection through that through the workshop there. So, but, you know, don't just jump on every workshop that comes up, you know.
Yeah.
Follow your inner guidance to what the right one is. But, again, it looks like it's going to come through somebody who is mindful. You know, you want somebody who is on a similar path to you but doesn't have to be on the same exact path, okay, because you are a very spiritual person.
Uh-huh.
And that's important in your life. So, and the person that I'm seeing is of that like-mindedness, the spirit, very spiritual kind of person, okay?
Do you think Johnson's doing something spiritual to keep me away, or?
As far as spells or things like that?
Yeah.
Yes.
He doesn't want to, he did work so we wouldn't be with each other?
Oh, I'm seeing a lot of manipulation. So you just want to, you know, you want to think about that and really reflect in the relationship and see, you know, where you can pinpoint. It looks like there's been some manipulation because it looks like he pushes you, he pulls you, he pushes you, he pulls you.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of manipulation. And is that what you really want in your life?
Yeah, but does he want to harm my way? That's what I'm scared of.
No, I'm not saying that he is and wants to intentionally harm you. It's just that he's got this power thing where he likes to be in control. So he pushes you, he pulls you, he pushes you, he pulls you. So where in your life are you giving up your power to other people? Okay.
Yeah.
So think about that. Where in your life are you giving your power to other people? And when you can stop that and be in your own power, make good decisions for yourself, you know, that's when it'll shift. And you're not going to worry about what he's doing. Okay.
I kind of thought that Jonathan was being a psychic.
I'm sorry,
what's
that?
I felt that Jonathan was being a psychic.
Mm-hmm. But again, you were giving your power. You were giving your power to him.
Yeah.
Okay. It's fine to seek advice because people don't have the, you know, for example, calling me. I don't have the emotional connection that you have in the relationship. But it's also whatever I say to you today. You take what works for you and forget about the rest.
Yes.
Okay. You be in your power. Don't, you know, my word is not God. I can tell you what I see. I can tell you what I see in your chart. But you ultimately have to make your own decisions because you live your life every day. I don't. So never give your power away to anyone in that sense. Being in a partnership, in a harmonious relationship, you know, there's always give and take, but you never want to give your power away where, you know, the other person dominates or manipulates you. Okay, so look at where you've been manipulated in your life or let yourself be manipulated, where you've given up your power, and that's the place where I really recommend that you focus on doing your inner work right now, and the other things will come.
Okay.
Okay,
sure.
So but you've got a great future to look forward to. Do the work, and, you know, your life will shift, and that'll open up your realm into bringing more positive people, men, to you.
Yeah. Is the psychic that Jonathan sees, do I know this person?
My guides are saying maybe. It's possible that you do. But again, I'd really like you to think about taking your focus away from Jonathan and start thinking about you. Okay?
I understand.
So put some protection around you. Send out, make sure you're working with the white light because they're showing me there's a lot of people around you in darkness.
I thought it was Jonathan doing the darkness to me.
Well, there's a lot of people around you in the darkness, so make sure that you're working with the light, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I hope that helped. I have other callers on the line.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Oh, my God. I'm excited. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Have a great day, and thank you for calling in.
You too.
Thank you. So this is something we can all learn from, and that's why I love callers, because in every caller, I'd like you to identify something in the call that can help you to be of benefit, because everything that we hear is meant for us to hear. So really think about that, okay? And I'm going to go back to the board, the switchboard, and the area code is 985-9721. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Cassie, and I would like a relationship reading. I've been involved with someone. Yeah, I didn't resonate with the last caller, but I don't know. I kind of picked up some issues around that, too. Anyhow, the person's name is Vinay, and the last last name starts with M.
I'm sorry, and what was the first name? We have a lot of static on the line. Are you on a cell phone?
Okay, the name is Vinay, V-I-N-A-Y, Vinay.
Okay, Vinay, okay.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, and the last initial was what?
M.
Okay, Vinay M.
Letter M.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Where are you calling from, and what's your name?
I'm calling from Florida, and my name is Cassie.
Kathy. Okay, Kathy. Yeah, you did say that. Okay, Kathy from Florida, and we're looking at Vinay M. And you're currently in a relationship with this person?
Yes.
Yeah, because my guides are saying, yeah, the relationship is ongoing right now. What question do you specifically have? Because we only have a couple of minutes left.
Well, how do you see this going long-term? Or, you know, is it going to be long-term? It feels like it's going to be. I'm kind of looking for validation.
Right. Okay. You know, I mean, the foundation looks like it's on solid ground. It looks like that you have good communication between the two of you. And that, you know, I don't see any instability here.
Okay.
So it seems like for you it's slow moving right now, and you'd like things to speed up a little bit more. But I'm not seeing it being on shaky ground. It looks like it's on a pretty solid foundation.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
See, it validates the way things have been going anyway. Well, thank you so much. I know you have a short period of time. Thank you. You're so welcome.
Thank you for calling in. And
sure.
Keep the line of communication open with Vinay. And, you know, but my guys are saying you two work out your differences rather well. Okay. That's what my guys are saying, where, you know, many times when callers call in about relationship issues and they want to know what the future holds or whatever, many times the communication isn't so good, but that's not the case for you. The communication between the two of you is very good. And you are very capable, both of you, of communicating effectively and working things out. So it looks like a good, solid foundation. It looks like a good relationship for you.
Thank you so much. All right.
You have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
All right.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling in. Isn't that great? And it's so important that we have good communication. And if you grew up in a family that didn't have good communication skills, like my own family, you know, didn't talk about things that were going on in the family. If people were fighting or whatever, you never talked about those things. And we didn't learn how to have good communication in our relationship. It's never too late. If you didn't learn that growing up in your family, then get out there and get the tools and learn it now. You can always learn new things. I have my brother James' dog, who my brother passed last August, as many of you know, unexpectedly to suicide. But I inherited his dog, who is now 16 years old. And she went from this complete terrorist who hated people to this amazingly wonderful therapy dog. And she works with me with clients at 16. So you multiply that by dog years, and she's ancient. So it's never you're never too old to learn new things. So we only have 5 minutes left. I'm going to go to another caller here, 857 area code, last four digits, 8957. So caller, get really to the point of your question, because we only have a short time.
I just want to know my future career, like the outlook.
Okay. Are you unemployed right now?
Yes.
Okay, because that's my guide to show me. There's no work right now. And what field is your what field are you pointed towards? What
criminal
area of
justice?
Work? Okay. And you have 5 years of schooling?
Right now I have two for the criminal associates, yeah.
Okay, because they're showing me 5 years of schooling, so you have a ways to go with that in that area, okay? So you still have some ways to go, way to go with that. Keep at the schoolwork. My guides are saying that you find it very fascinating. You have a mind that likes to figure things out, okay? And you sort of need that activity with the type of mind that you have, okay?
Okay.
You like research and scientific things and to figure out together, okay? So it's So it's really a good field and a good direction for you. So I really encourage you to keep that direction going in the schooling. Now, and are you looking for employment now?
Internship. Basically, that's what I'm looking for. Yeah, to get some experience because I go to school like full time. So.
Right. Okay. And are you going into your third year of school now?
Yeah.
Okay. What they're saying is look into the security field. Okay. It looks like you're in a bigger area, where you're not, there's a number of colleges around me, but they're not in cities or near a city area. They're showing me that you're in a location where you have access to companies that are in the security field.
Okay.
So look towards that area and go from there. But what particular avenue in criminal justice are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about like probation.
Specializing in. Okay. All right. So really look into the security for this year and then see if there are any government things in your state that you can apply for internships with, working at the Attorney General's office, say, for example.
Okay.
That's really the place, the area for you to look, because there are a lot of attorneys, for example, who work with people in the system, and they can point you in the direction of how to get into the probation program.
Okay,
so it's going to take a little bit. All right, it's going to take a little bit of research on your part, but look to security first. That'll give you some training, but don't stay in that area for the rest of your 2 years of school. Start there and then move into, go into the AG's office where you live and seeing what suggestions they have to offer.
Okay.
All right. We're out of time. Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. I wish you the best of luck. Good luck in your studies. It really looks good, and you're meant to help a lot of people. So you're on the right path.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Okay, everybody. We are out of time. 40 seconds left. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you all in the chat room. I see you all in there, and you've had lots of activity in there. Thank you for supporting each other. Find me on Facebook, on Twitter, my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. I wish you a blessed and wonderful weekend and week to come. Do your work. Have a great life. Keep listening to the show and share it with your friends. Peace out, everybody.
Let there be light in my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. me no eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet. And let my heart fill with the silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to. Let me